主の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
I hope you enjoyed those interviews, my friends. There's so many incredible things happening around here.Mount Shasta is the first place, to my knowledge, on planet Earth to be shifting into the fourth and then fifth dimension. The mountain itself is now in a little bit of a fourth dimension. And when you're there, you just get intoxicated with the high vibration. I still feel like I'm floating. I'm broadcasting just north of Mount Shasta at some friends' place. And I want to thank Beverly and Bob so much for letting me use their facilities and their home to broadcast today.But the vibrations are just so amazing here. Next year, Sedona will be the next place on planet Earth to be shifting into the fifth dimension. Also parts of Tibet will be going in as well. So it's an amazing time to be alive. All eyes of the universe are currently on planet Earth, and they're all watching us to see what kind of choices we make. But they're all extremely proud of us. About 2 months ago, I was visited byAlbert Einstein, Nostradamus, President Kennedy, and many, many other great spirits. And they said they'd all love to switch places with us now at this time. This is when, of course, the riots were happening in Seattle and Portland area, Oregon. And I said, really, you'd like to switch? And they said, absolutely. This is an exciting time. And one thing that the mass media doesn't cover are all the good things happening in the world right now. And there are a lot of good things happening.And that's the purpose of my show, is to emphasize those good things so people remember that we are creating a much better and happier planet. I'll give you some perspective on that. In the late 1980s, Dolores Cannon, along with about a dozen different psychics, her students, contacted Nostradamus back in early in France in the 15th or 16th century. And Nostradamus explained,that we would be, this Earth would be shifting into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. And he also predicted, she wrote down this prediction in a book called Conversations with Nostradamus in a 3-volume set. In those books, Nostradamus also detailed a third world war, which would start in Bosnia in Central Europe by the year 1993 to 1995.But the thing is that none of those things happen. We're all still here. There's been no nuclear war. There's been conflict, sure, but there hasn't been the kind of war that Nostradamus talked about. And what I've known from, I've been following this issue for many years of when we would shift from the late 1980s in 1988, 89, when Nostradamus said we would shift into the fifth dimension by the year 2038, that we are shifting now into the fifth dimension this year in 2020. So we are 18 years ahead of schedule. And that's because of all the beautiful people listening to this show today and around the world who all want to make this planet a much better and happier place. And there's a lot of good news coming. Don't get caught up in doom and gloom, because we do have a bright and beautiful future ahead of us. That's the purpose of my show, is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. And I'm so glad that you're all listening today. Actually, if you look at the entire solar system is rising in vibration. And as an example of that, in September 2016, the vibration of planet Earth is called the Schumann Resonance. And during that month, in September 2016, the Schumann Resonance of planet Earth was at the beginning of September was 7.8 hertz. By the end of September, mid-September, it doubled to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's gone up and away. And it's now, there are parts of Mount Shasta which are above 500 hertz. Now, what's interesting from a scientific viewpoint, if you look at the frequency of love is 528 hertz as on this tuning fork. So there are parts of Mount Shasta right now that are in the love frequency, getting ready to shift. And actually, when you're up there, you're actually in a little bit of a fourth dimension when you're there. The other thing too is very interesting. My friend Simon Parks from England told me about a month ago or 2 months ago. He said that most planets in this universe, when they shift, when they start to ascend, they go from like third dimension into fourth dimension, and they may spend maybe 100 or 200,000 years in the fourth dimension before shifting to the fifth dimension. what we're doing on planet Earth right now is very historic, because we are shifting into the fifth dimension with barely stopping at the fourth dimension before we go right into the fifth. Now you may ask, well, what's the fourth dimension and what's the fifth dimension if we exist here in the third? There's actually 12 different dimensions, of which the 12th dimension is where the supreme being or God, if you will, who created all of this resides. The fourth dimension is where it's a dimension of time. And the fifth dimension is a dimension where time does not exist as we exist here. There is a physicality, but for example, people in the fifth dimension communicate telepathically. They don't need to eat food like we do here in the third dimension. It's an addition. So you can live just on the prana of the planet without eating anything. It's an amazing dimension, and that's where we're headed to. It's like the old the group Aquarius in the fifth dimension. We are headed there, and we are headed there very, very quickly. The next couple of years will witness more changes in humanity's history on this planet than there has been for well over 500,000 years. So it's an amazing time to be alive. One of the projects I love promoting is called the Emotive Peace Project. It's run by Michiko Hayashi of the Emotive Peace Project in Tokyo. And she has these beautiful children's books called The Message from Water. And it just shows kids and young adults that if you send powerful, loving thoughts to a glass of water, all the molecules of the water turn into these beautiful water crystals. And if you do this, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, guess what? On the molecular level, the crystals, the molecules all break down to these ugly patterns. And so she spends her life lecturing around the world, telling children and adults that if you want to create a better world, you simply use positive thoughts. If you'd like one of these books, they're just $5 donation, and you can write her at Hayashi, Hayash, at Hado, Hado.com, or you can write me as well at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to let everybody know that we also ran into Sasquatch there as well. One night outside of where we were camped, there was this huge Bigfoot, a foot from the Sasquatch. Now, the Sasquatch don't like the name. Sasquatch. They call that means wild man, and they're not wild beasts at all. They're a mix. Their DNA is a mix of advanced humans and an ancient giant sloth that disappeared about 200,000 years ago. But they're very kind and benevolent. There's actually four different species of Sasquatch. The oldest one is called the Ancient Ones, and they look just like us, except they have fine fur over their body. The three other species of Sasquatch have progressively more fur, but they're all benevolent and very kind individuals. They like to be called chartreuse. That's their name. So if you do see one, say, hi, chartreuse, how are you doing? And up at Mount Shasta, they especially like their white frosted cinnamon rolls. I put one out at the campsite here a couple days ago, and next morning, lo and behold, it was gone. They love it. they can't get those cinnamon rolls with the white frosting out in the woods, and they do love it. So if you are in an area where the chartreuse or Sasquatch are, Bigfoot, do get some of those, or get some organic white frosted cinnamon rolls, and they'll love you for it. They'll come out and just love it. I'm having one more trip to Mount Shasta at the end of the month, from September 23rd through the 30th. There's a few places left. It's filling up fast, but if you'd like to go, it's just $200, includes camping and some food. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I guarantee you'll have a really amazing time. I'm waiting now for my next guest, a retired U.S. military intelligence officer, who will be talking about how we can save the children. And let's see, how do I get him on? Hello, are you there, my friend? He's going to be anonymous today. I'll see if I can. We're going to bring him on in just a minute. So I wanted to start off this 11 o'clock, the top of the hour, with some prayers and meditation, both for world peace and also to help stop the fires in California. I did a lot of prayers and meditation last January when Australia was burning up. And the amazing thing is, it wasn't only me. There was a lot of people praying around the world to help Australia. But within I think it was 10 days, 2 weeks after we did our prayers and meditation successfully, after several weeks of praying, the entire country of Australia was covered in water, to the point where they almost got too much water in some places with flash flooding. We're having that same situation now in California. And what's amazing is, let me type the thing here. I'm technologically challenged sometimes to get on. So I think my guest is on line two, and I'll see if we can bring him on. Okay. Just a moment here.
Can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. What should we call you? 007 or Viper, or what name would you like me to call you?
you can call me Viper, that's good.
Okay, great. And if you don't mind, if you could turn up your volume a little bit.
Let's see here.
Okay. Yeah, we heard you a little bit better there.
Is that better?
Is that better? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. I'll get to you just a moment here. What's interesting about the California fires is that some friends of mine here in Mount Shasta showed me a map of where the fires are burning right now. And it's amazing really when you look at this map, but most of the fires are along established highways, like 101 highway in Northern California going north from San Francisco and other highways. And so if these were random acts caused by nature, why would the fires follow major highways? That's the first thing. The second thing is that California Governor Newsom last week announced that California was struck with thousands of lightning strikes during the past week, and this caused the fires. My question is, if it's truly a natural occurrence, why did all these so-called lightning strikes appear all at once and cause all these fires all at once? I don't believe that they were lightning strikes. I think they were particle beam weapons, the same kind of weapons which were used to start the so-called fires in Paradise in Malibu, California. And by the way, my sources tell me that back in November of 2018, when these fires happened in Paradise, there weren't like 62 people killed. There were more like 50,000 people killed, because those spirits came to me after these fires happened, and they wanted a memorial on my show, which I was happy to do to acknowledge them. The same thing in Malibu, California. There weren't 100 people or so who died in those fires. There were more like 30,000 people. And I think it's an injustice to these victims and their families to neglect any kind of memorial for them. So I'd like to send lots of love and light to the people who perished in those awful fires back in 2018 now. I'd like to take a moment of silence and please send lots of love and light to those spirits who perished in those fires. From my sources, those were not natural fires. They were done by particle beam weapons. And I suspect that many of these fires are either intentionally set through arson in an orchestrated attempt to cause a lot of fires all at once. I don't know what the purpose is, but we can certainly ask. The other thing too is that, as you know, there's a lot of child trafficking going on and pedophilia in the United States and elsewhere, which I consider utterly disgusting. And I'd like to say, have a minute of prayers now for the victims of child trafficking of young women and men who are forced into this awful, disgusting trade. There's no excuse for it. And the perpetrators of these acts should be brought to justice and as swiftly as possible. But we could send a moment of silence for these victims of child trafficking and pedophilia in the United States and worldwide, as well as pray for lots of rain for California. It's a beautiful state. There's lots of good people here in California. I'm broadcasting today actually from close to Mount Shasta. And I don't believe these fires are natural, and I think they've been intentionally set. So for whatever reason, but maybe we'll go into that as well. So just give a moment of peace and prayers for rain for California and protection of the people who've been involved in these pedophilia activities. So if we could just do that just for a moment, please. Yeah. That's good. Thank you. The Pleiadians have also told me on board, when I was aboard the mothership yesterday, they said they're happy to help with the fires in California and also help save the children as well. So if you don't mind, the Pleiadians like it when you put your hand over your heart and send them lots of love and light and just ask them for help. They're not going to directly intervene without asking. They respect free will. So if you could ask them for help now, they will provide it. They originally came here in November 2018 after the Paradise and Malibu fires to help us ensure that that would not happen again. So here we are 2 years later, and we're getting a lot of fires happening all at once throughout California. And we're asking, I'd like for everyone to ask them for their assistance, and they will be happy to assist. They have over 2 million Pleiadian spacecraft orbiting the planet right now. And they're here to help, and they're going to help us through the ascension until this is completely over with. Good. Thank you so much. Well, I'd like to welcome my next guest, Viper, to the program, our 007. So, Viper, thank you so much for coming on my show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Tell us a little, without giving away your identity or where you are, tell us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I held a top secret security clearance in the U.S. Army for about 10 years. I served in three different military conflicts. I was with the counter-narcotics missions down in Central and South America. I was in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I was also in the Balkans when Yugoslavia was falling apart. And actually met Bill Clinton over there, shook his hand, and I could go into some stories about him, but that's not really why I'm here.
Sure.
I served for about 10 years in the military and had some very interesting experiences all over the world.
Okay. Without giving out too many details, there's been constant rumors coming out about indictments across the United States to various high-level people, politicians, government officials, private corporations, involving child trafficking and pedophilia. Without going into too many details, could you explain a little bit about what's going on, if you don't mind?
Yeah, so this goes back to just around the time that Trump took office. So on PACER.gov, that's PACER.gov, they essentially house all of the United States federal indictments. And there's a couple different places you can get a visual representation of that. One of them is qmap.pub/cases. And you can see all of the, well, not all of them, but it's usually gets updated about once every other month. Mm-hmm. But it's a visual representation of what's on PACER.gov. And right now, the last count that I saw was in excess of 185,000 sealed indictments. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to be able to see, unless you go to PACER.gov and actually open them, and you're only going to be able to see a little bit of information. They keep everything sealed until they're ready to release them. Mm-hmm. But this covers a great variety of crimes, including pedophilia, but mm-hmm. state-sponsored terrorism, the list is long. All the stuff that they want to keep quiet about until they're ready to actually release them. And so this has continued to grow on a steady basis. This is what's happening behind the scenes that conveniently is left out of the media, but it's grown. It's never been to this extent in the United States history. I can't recall any point in history where there's ever been something of this magnitude. Mm-hmm. And this is just the United States. This covers every country, obviously. It expands around the world. I have not looked into other countries doing similar things, but this touches every aspect of Earth. It's planetary.
One thing that my friend Simon Parks told me from England about a month ago, he said he didn't think that this knowledge would become commonplace after the election. However, I was also contacted by six U.S. presidents, Kennedy, Eisenhower, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John Quincy Adams, and Teddy Roosevelt. That might be more than six. And they all wanted this to come out into the media because the people should be aware of it. But it's difficult, right. You know, and on one hand, if you get too much into the details, you probably can offend a lot of people. And so, because this is not very pleasant to talk about. So I don't want us to go into details, but just roughly kind of an overview of what's going on from what you know would be great. So.
Yeah. So I'd like to make mention of Robert David Steele. He is one of the leaders for the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. Mm-hmm. And some of the statistics that they came out with, annually, there's an estimated 8 to 10 million children trafficked globally for multiple reasons. And these can get pretty dark, but on a high level, these reasons include sexual slavery, warfare, mm-hmm. organ harvesting, sexual blackmail. This is where Jeffrey Epstein came in. Yeah. Satanic ritual abuse, cannibalism, genetic research, adrenochrome and blood harvesting, pedophilia, torture and snuff on demand entertainment, hunting parties, and a lot more. Mm-hmm. The situation encompasses the planet, like I was saying. It's borderless, and it is the number one problem that we as a species face, and we must work together in order to eradicate it. The people involved at the top of this criminal syndicate mm-hmm. have the basic goal of expanding a global empire of control until their globalism agenda is obtained. And what many in the general public will struggle to accept is that those at the top of this are some of the most admired, respected, and loved. Mm-hmm. And this includes the Vatican. This abuse of children internationally is the currency glue, the engine that runs this Luciferian occult mafia. In the past, anyone who dared to bring attention to these things was essentially ruthlessly cut down in order to send a clear message to anyone else who was considering being an informant. Mm-hmm. And for those that who may not necessarily be familiar with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, what is critical to understand is that this is a deep state run operation, not limited to the CIA or Mossad. There are multiple operations run globally. This mm-hmm. one in particular targeted the top tier of society's elite, you know, of power, fame, and wealth. Mm-hmm. And nearly everyone that I come across is unfamiliar with just how much of a linchpin and keystone that Jeffrey Epstein was. Mm-hmm. A lot of very good information regarding his position can be obtained via investigative journalist George Webb. That's W-E-B-B. Jeffrey Epstein was CIA. He was Mossad. He was State Department. He was a counsel on foreign relations. He was Trilateral Commission, Rockefeller Foundation, and more. And he was profiled and brought into the darker side of the intelligence agencies in order to begin a long-running honeypot operation to ensnare and ultimately blackmail people in key positions of power globally. Mm-hmm. They use children to do this. And my understanding of Ghislaine Maxwell is that she was in a position of procurer. She would target young children through little confidants that she would recruit. So she would recruit key individuals such as Rachel Chandler and others to find and recruit teenagers to be sexual playthings for the wealthy. Epstein's Island had high-end video and audio recording systems throughout the buildings. And once ensnared, these wealthy and powerful and famous people would be put under total control of the recorded evidence of their crimes. So if they didn't comply, they'd be exposed and, you know, their lives were essentially ruined. And these operations, they go back decades. Some of these you may be familiar with. The Finders began back when George H.W. Bush was still in charge of the CIA, and he weaponized a blackmail practice that the mafia had been using for some time, but he industrialized it. This also went deep into the dark occult practices. So we got things like the Franklin cover-up, Boys Town, NXIVM, Pizzagate, Epstein Island. These are just a few of the blackmail, pedophilia, sex blackmail rings that are operating globally in a well-entrenched and powerfully interconnected global syndicate. I'd invite your listeners to the various individuals over the decades in law enforcement that have published a variety of reports on these and other child sex rings. Mm-hmm. One of them that comes to mind is a supervisory special agent of behavioral science unit for the FBI, Kenneth V. Lanning. And he wrote a 76-page paper in 1992 titled Child Sex Rings, a Behavioral Analysis. And this delves into much more detail than I think your listeners, would really appreciate learning about. This was done for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. It's one of many such papers and publications available from law enforcement on this topic. The internet is a primary hunting ground for these predators, and I've actually witnessed in person in some shopping areas these people that are hunting kids. The tactics that they use, they're numerous and they constantly evolve. It's a cat and mouse game, and there's been numerous movies and television shows that have attempted to expose the scope of this problem that hides in the shadows. One of these topics is the topic of adrenochrome, and here are some highlights. The company 3M, until earlier this year, they actually held the patent on the process for preparing adrenochrome.
You're kidding.
Yeah, the actual patent number is 4501923.
Wow.
The military, a lot of people may not know this, when we carry chemical protective gear, it comes with EpiPens. So if we have a chemical attack, we pull these out and we inject them into our legs. Mm-hmm. So EpiPens that are used by the military, they expire after 18 months and they're exchanged out. Mm-hmm. Well, this is due to the fact that the chemical process that's involved in epinephrine of these pins, they actually turn into a synthetic version of adrenochrome, and they're exchanged out for the elite. The Clinton Foundation is partnered with the EpiPen manufacturer Mylan, and there are manufacturing facilities for adrenochrome in Wuhan, China, and Vancouver, Canada, among other places. You can actually purchase adrenochrome in a variety of forms online, powder, vape, liquid. And the elite, they actually use a blockchain-based cryptocurrency that's been used to trade in adrenochrome. I won't go into the details of what adrenochrome is. I'm sure your listeners, they can go down this rabbit hole if they want. It's very dark, but it is something that's very important to understand. You can, for the elite, they actually view it as a type of fountain of youth. There are chemical benefits, there are pluses, and there's definitely some negative side effects for this topic if you're using it. But one thing that I do want to highlight, in addition to all these that civilians can actually get involved with, is Operation Underground Railroad. That's their website is OURrescue.org. And the guy that's running it, I forget his name off the top of my head right now, but they're rescuing children all over the world, and they're doing a fantastic job. So these are just some of the things that are happening behind the scenes that the public may not be aware of.
Interesting. There was a, I'm sure you've heard of this, Viper, but there was a story about, I think it's called Wayfair, where they had... they were using the names of various missing women and children on cabinets that were being sold for upwards to $15,000 to $20,000 for a cabinet. And people were suspecting that this was actually selling people and individuals, women and young children, as part of that. Do you know much about that?
Yeah, that's one of the many tricks that they use. And Wayfair is one of several sites that do this trick. So there was I forget the documentary that came out, but it exposed in part what Tom Hanks was doing. So Tom Hanks would like to photograph shoes or socks or, you know, these little kid things that were left out in the open. He tried to explain this away as kind of just an obscure hobby. You know, mm-hmm. he talked about that on one of the late night television shows. But what was going on in one of those pictures that he took, there was either a shoe or a sock or something, and written in the sidewalk was three was two acronyms, SRC USA. Well, if you take that and cross-reference it to certain SKU items that are on Wayfair or other sites, and you put that on a Russian search engine called Yandex.com. I think it's Yandex dot something. I can't remember off the top of my head. When you cross-reference those two things, so source space USA space whatever the SKU number is for this obscenely priced cabinet or pillow or whatever, you'll get a whole bunch of children as a result on the images page. So this is one method that they secretly, this is how they traffic children. And, you know, this is the modern day era of human trafficking for children, for all these different horrific crimes that they do.
Right.
A lot of this has been shut down underneath where they have to do it in the dark, the darker parts of the web. Mm-hmm. What the Patriots have been doing is forcing them to come to the surface to see how they operate, and their operations are getting exposed. Mm-hmm. And so this is just one of many methods that they use.
I saw an article, it was about a month ago, about a young woman in Ohio, probably in her late teens, and there was a cabinet named for her on Wayfair costing $13,000. So they did the cross-referencing.
Correct, yeah.
Sure enough, that was her. And they were actually selling her on the web. And I find that totally reprehensible and disgusting. Why aren't these people in jail and being prosecuted as we speak?
Well, I think that's the illusion. You know, it's right now, and this is just my educated guess on things, because I certainly don't have access to all of the information. But my understanding is that there are, in fact, a lot of these criminals that are being arrested behind the scenes.
Okay.
They want to keep it quiet from the public because it is so prolific. It is so industrialized and cut across our entire fabric of life that we know it. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond just the, you know, this covers multiple topics. But what I mean by that is there is a slow, gradual social manipulation going on that's geared toward the sexualization of children.
Right.
Where you have transgender story time at the library with little kids. It's a modification of our educational system. It's we're seeing it in television shows and movies.
Right.
You know, we see it in the Supreme Court rulings in legislative bodies across the United States.
Right.
We see efforts in different states across the country to try and decriminalize pedophilia-related activities or crimes against humanity.
Right.
It's more acceptable.
Right.
They'd actually try to joke about some of these things. Oh, it's funny to show your privates to a little girl or little boy. You know, and it's perverse. But this is the subconscious social programming on multiple levels to baby step or to incrementally get closer and closer to a society that says it's okay to have sex with any child of any age.
Right.
And that's, they've actually stated this. So it goes beyond just the human trafficking. It's multifaceted and it's sick. It's absolutely sick.
For those of you who have children in Washington state, our Governor Inslee and the Washington legislature, along with the Superintendent of Public Instruction, SPI office, sanctioned new sex education for children as small as 7 and 8 years old on how to masturbate, how to have sexual intercourse at these ages.
Yeah.
And people are upset, but they went ahead and did it anyway. I guess these politicians think it's okay to have sex with children as little as 7 or 8. I'm sorry to be firm about this, but that's utterly disgusting, in my opinion. And also, there was a lady, it was the Prime Minister in England before Boris Johnson, I think she was Theresa May, who called for lowering the age of consent for sexual relations to 10 in Britain a couple of years ago. So it's just not only in the United States, it's a lot of places around the world happening right now. So if you do have children going to public school and they're young, be sure to look at their curriculum. Because personally, if I have children, I don't have children, but if I did have children, I would never, ever, ever send them to a public school where sex education was teaching that it was okay to have sex with children as little as 7 or 8. And they teach them how to masturbate, all kinds of awful things. They're too young. What's wrong with these people? They're just sick and they should be put in jail.
Well, that's exactly true. The further down this rabbit hole we go, we touch upon a variety of related industries, and it's a satanic practice or Luciferian practice, and children are targeted because of their innocence, because of the blackmail, because of organ harvesting, adrenochrome collection. The list is very long, and it's very dark. Just in the United States alone, prior to when Trump came in to help clean up this mess, there was over 800,000 people per year that are being trafficked into this meat grinder, and it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And then you can go online and track your stolen car, but you know there seems to be a loophole with all of the missing kids.
Sure.
And I learned about this a few years ago, but they intentionally keep these statistics on missing people and exploited children. You have to actually go out and pay per state, in some cases per county, to go get this information. Well, some people actually did go out and get this information. They spent the money to do it. And they discovered that nationally it was in excess of 800,000 in the United States alone, over 800,000 trafficked. And I mean, what does that say when we watch these politicians talk about caring about the children, but they're not talking about just how massive this problem is? It sends a very clear message, like, okay, here we have a clear differentiation between what they're saying and their actions. They don't line up, and it's gut-wrenching, because the people that we trust the most to actually protect the most innocent are in fact ones, you know, culpable in allowing this to perpetuate.
Yeah, I think these things are hidden in plain sight. I'll give you an example.
They are.
Yeah, hidden in plain sight. For example, in 1995, President Bill Clinton created a private corporation to manage camping reservations across all public lands in the United States. This includes Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Forest Service, National Park Service. So today, when you go to make a camp reservation on our public land, which is supposed to be managed for the benefit of the United States citizens of this great country, you go to a place called www.recreation.gov. Now, .gov indicates that it's a government agency. Wrong. In 1995, President Bill Clinton transferred those camp-making authority on all public lands illegally to a private corporation. You dig a little further on that public corporation, then that public corporation has Chinese money partially funding it. So under the U.S. code, the citizens of the United States are supposed to be managing our public lands for our benefit and not be run by some private corporation. There's another factor involved. You may want to ask, well, why is it that Bill Clinton transferred camping reservations, which seem innocuous enough, to a private corporation? That's because I've heard hundreds of thousands of people disappear from park lands, U.S. Forest Service lands, Bureau of Land Management lands every year without a trace. And if there's some sort of plan behind it to kidnap children as part of this, then in a private corporation, it's much easier to hide all the information. Have you heard anything about that, Viper?
Kind of an offshoot of this, but if you take a map of where an overlay of these locations for all these different these parks and national parks and stuff over some of these underground tunnel systems and deep underground military bases and a variety of systems that are underground in like the Appalachians, and there's a direct correlation. Wow. And you can actually visually see this. And this is where we get into some of the darker elements. But there is, you're absolutely correct. You've hit the nail on the head. These areas across the country and actually around the world, they are specifically targeted. And there is almost an incalculable number of people that end up in this meat grinder that's underground.
Yeah, try to tell that to a family, for example, who's lost their dear child, went on a camping trip, gone. Park police don't know what to do,
right.
Totally gone. But I think it goes a lot deeper and than the public realizes what's going on. President Clinton especially did so much damage to America that even now it's just coming to light. I mean, who knew that in 1995 he transferred these camping authority to a private corporation illegally in against the United States government and the statutes of the United States. There's no legal authority for a private corporation to regulate American citizens' access to their own public lands.
That is very true.
No authority, nothing. But
exactly.
Anyway, there's another aspect of this as well, and I wanted to run this by you. The trade you mentioned in children, does that include aborted fetal tissue as well?
yeah, that's very true, and this opens up a big can of worms right here. So we talk about when we enter the topic of abortion, as horrible as it is to take the life of an innocent, what we've discovered over the past year or two, and it goes back before this, but they are actually when you slaughter a child in the womb, the adrenaline, that's a form of the adrenochrome harvesting right there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They also are on record of selling the different body parts, the organ harvesting, different body parts to private corporations for genetic research, and it gets really, really dark.
Yeah.
One of the things your listeners should probably familiarize themselves with is what's called HEK-293.
Okay.
This is human embryonic kidney cells. I forget the name of the company, but the nomenclature is HEK-293. And that is used in the flavoring of our food. We are literally, I'm not even making this up, we are literally living in the time of Soylent Green, where human embryonic kidney cells from aborted fetuses are, and Obama actually approved this.
Of course.
They're used in the flavoring of our foods.
Yeah, I've heard some fast food restaurants order a hamburger. They add fetal tissue from babies to the meat to make it more flavorful, according to their their research.
Yeah.
One of the things too, I don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole here, but I'll just tell you briefly. There has been testimony by Dr. Judy Mikovits, a famous scientist who was just on my show a week ago, where for whatever reason, the big pharma companies actually put aborted female fetus baby tissue into vaccines. And she said a big problem with that when you put the vaccines into children, let's say you put aborted fetal tissue from a girl into a small little boy. Later when that boy grows up, the RNA from the girl and the DNA from the girl changes can change the boy's DNA to make him think that he's a girl, even though he's in a boy's body. Vice versa can happen too when you put in the RNA and DNA from an aborted fetal tissue from a boy into a girl and inject it in a vaccine. Guess what? Years later, when that girl becomes older, that boy now thinks he's a girl. And this whole movement toward transgenderism of being able to choose your sex and coupled with the pedophilia makes for a horrible mix for any kind of future society. Love your comment on that.
Well, this is exactly part of a transgender agenda, and they're very open about what they're trying to do with the Luciferian, with this Luciferian depopulation effort.
Right.
If you go look at the number one item on the Georgia Guidestones, they're trying to depopulate the world from roughly 8 billion people, give or take, down to about 500 million. And there's a variety of tactics that they're trying to do in order to accomplish this. When you have transgender, it lessens the chance you're going to have offspring that are natural. They attack us on multiple fronts just to lower the population. And then you get into the poisoning of our foods and water supply and a variety of other tactics, including chemtrails. It's all a multi-pronged approach to depopulate the planet. And they think we're overpopulated, so they've been very open about it. You can look at the TED Talks on depopulation. You can look at a variety of books, a lot of different movies, scare tactics. They are trying to depopulate the Earth, and transgenderism is one method.
I've been in regular touch with the Galactic Alliance for the past 5 years plus, and if I may, I'd like to share their perspective on things. They're here right now listening to this broadcast, and they wanted me to tell you, and all my listeners worldwide, that in 22 other star systems, there have been negative extraterrestrials who've come into various planets, including Earth, and they've offered benefits to the elites of each planet, and in exchange for those benefits, they want the elites to decrease the population of planets like Earth by up to 95% to a small and what they consider manageable slave-like population of about 500 million. After they've extracted all the resources of the planet, including our DNA and whatever else they can get, they blow it up with an antimatter bomb and end it. Now, they've done this in 22 other star systems, very good at it, but the supreme being, or the creator, if you will, God, if you will, who created all of this, all that there is in this universe, has decreed the Earth will not end in extinction, and that we are to ascend into the fifth and higher dimensions. And so this is why we are starting to ascend now. This is why I'm told by the galactic residents, the vibration of planet Earth doubled in September 2016 from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And today, around Mount Shasta, where I am now, it's above 500 hertz in many areas, which is above the low frequency of 528 hertz. No matter what the negatives do, they will be stopped and they will not be successful. Absolutely. And there's nothing they can do about it. They may not hear it like this message, but it's the truth.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. There's a variety of disclosure messages on YouTube from different alliance members, from the Arcturians to Sirians, Andromedans. We have a lot of help, and they are actively dismantling this horrific situation that we find ourselves in. Right now, I think the priority should, for every one of us, is not only to focus on what we can do individually to help out with this child situation, but we need to turn inwards. We need to look inwards and work on ourselves, because this illusion of duality, it gets away from the higher elements that we all need to focus on to actually work on ascension. So I completely agree with what you just said.
Yeah, my friend Alex Collier, who's a contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. The Andromeda Galaxy is the next galaxy over from this Milky Way galaxy. And he has said, from his Andromeda friends, Andromedans are humans. They have blue skin. They live in the fifth and sixth and higher dimensions in their galaxy. They're very beautiful people, and they've been in contact with Alex for many, many, many years. One of the messages he's given from the Andromedans is that every single human civilization in this universe that's allowed abortion has ended within 125 years, no exceptions. So the United States legalized abortion in 1973 with Roe versus Wade. If history is any guide, then before the end of this century, if we continue on this path, this civilization will end by the end of this century. I'm not saying it will. I think we're going to stop it. But if we continued on this path without any changes, we would not live for very long.
Right. And as long as we target children of any age, whether they're in the womb or, an infant, a teenager, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They're our future,
Exactly.
The lack of compassion and just the sheer unmitigated evil that's focused on using them to whatever means that they have, whether it's demonology, whether it's food, whether it's, adrenochrome collection. And here's one that I was going to mention earlier, and it just came back to my thought.
Viper, so if you part of a little bit, please, for your volume, please. Thank you.
Say that again?
Yeah, just wanted to speak up a little bit so everybody could hear you. Okay.
Oh, is this better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay. So one of the things that is related to these children, there's a company down in California. They're called Ambrosia. And the name of the company is Ambrosia.
I know, it sounds
And what
creepy.
They're doing is they're selling child blood for about $8,000 a pint. I don't know what the current going rate is, but this is one of a growing number of companies that are taking child blood, whether it's adrenalized or not, I'm not sure. But this is one of the methods that is growing in popularity to try and stave off death. And, everybody wants more time. Everybody, our lifespan of roughly 80 years, people want to extend that. Well, we can naturally live a lot longer if we had the right diet. Much longer if we weren't being poisoned and all this other stuff. But one of these things that is used, just like the food flavoring thing for HEK293, ambrosia is harvested blood from children. Now, where that blood comes from, your guess is as good as mine. Whether it's from Haiti, Africa, China, I don't know, but it's coming from children, and it's used as a fountain of youth. And you can actually go onto their website and buy it. This is what the elite do. It's why they look so young for so long.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Well, my Pleiadian friends tell me that when you advance spiritually, you actually start reversing the aging clock. And once this ascension process is over, and we are ascending right now as we speak, with Mount Shasta, the first place on planet Earth, ascending into the fifth dimension, you start reversing the aging clock. And you'll look a lot younger. Forget the makeup, forget all the other health products. Just advance yourself spiritually by caring and loving about other people, including yourself and children especially. And you will look much younger, and you'll live a lot longer too, and be happy for it. That's what they tell me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, when you were, I don't want you to disclose any private facts, Viper, but when you were employed in the military, were most of the people you worked with pretty good? I mean, they cared about the country and about the world and making the world a better place?
Oh, absolutely. Despite the fact of holding a top secret security clearance, one of the key things you learn about is compartmentalization. Mm-hmm. And there's a hierarchy to all of it. No one person, unless you're way up at the top, you don't necessarily know about this. So I've worked with thousands and thousands of just wonderful people that were trying to do the right thing and, stop terrorism or stop drug trafficking. The list is long.
Yeah. Well,
here's an example. Mm-hmm. What I didn't know at the time, I only learned later. This is related to Jeffrey Epstein's situation, where I'm down there in Central America trying to stop the drug trafficking from coming into the United States.
Right.
Well, the cabal has access to all of our communications, all of our plans, everything that we know. They know what we're going to do, where we're going to be, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm working with Air Force, Navy, Marines, all branches of the military, all the civilian sector of multiple governments. Mm-hmm. But the cabal has this information. So members of the CIA, there's a pretty decent movie with Tom Cruise. I think it's called Made in America. He plays this pilot, Barry, I forget his last name, mm-hmm. where he's flying weapons down into Central and South America to arm the insurgents. And they're trading the drugs. And he's bringing the drugs back in the United States. And he's flying it right under our noses. Wow. So all of the work that we were doing to try and stop these illicit drug activities from coming into the United States under the guise of this war on drugs, mm-hmm. They're flying right under our nose. Our CIA and other intelligence agencies are funding and directly supplying the United States with cocaine and heroin and all these other drugs. And we're pulling our hair out, like, what's going on? And so they had all this information. So to answer your question, yes, I worked with countless really very dedicated, very professional soldiers from around the world, not just the United States.
Sure.
And we, unknown at the time, we were totally compromised. And the aspect of bringing the trading the guns for drugs, this goes back to the Iran-Contra scandal. They never stopped that. But this is a direct attack on the Second and Fourth Amendment of the United States. So they want to, their whole goal to crush the United States. You can't invade the United States. You have to infiltrate and circumvent it from within. And this is what they've done through China, through Soros, through a variety of means. And you have to get the people to give up their rights. And you do this through school shootings, you do this through drug trade, you attack people, the population, on multiple fronts. So these are just small methods in a much bigger scheme to do that.
Wow, amazing. But a lot of people are waking up, aren't they, from your perspective and your context?
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It's within the span of 6 months to a year, I've watched a lot of people come to a point, especially when they're watching the news and they see the chaos of the riots and these other things. They were saying, this is crazy. You're what you're saying is not true. And 6 months to a year later, they're coming back to me and saying, hey, what's, this stuff you were talking about, what's going on? So more and more people, as we continue to discuss these topics and how they're interrelated and how they impact virtually everybody, people are in fact waking up. Now, there's going to be a small percentage that, unfortunately, they're not going to wake up. They just will refuse to believe it. But that's going to be in the minority. You're going to have... here in the very near future with the release of the FISA, the Freedom of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act thing that's been waiting, we're waiting to see released, plus some really high profile arrests. People are going to be very shocked. It's going to wake up the world. The 50 to 100 million people that are paying very close attention to Q and other operations that are happening right now. That word is spreading, and millions are waking up all around the world. It can't be stopped. It's right. Gone viral.
Right. As Data would say on Star Trek, resistance is futile.
say it again.
As Data would say on Star Trek, Viper, resistance is futile. They can't do anything to stop it.
That is true.
They can't do anything to stop it. They might just give up, throw in the towel, let the ascension happen. What's the time frame for disclosure on this, by the way? What's the time frame?
That's the funny thing is when you talk about time frames, it kind of throws a monkey wrench into everything.
Sure. Sure.
So I can't really give dates. I don't know the dates. I've heard of a variety of things within the next, like before the election, within the next 3 months. This Luciferian cult, they've been running the planet for well over 6,000 years. They've just expanded and gotten better at what they do.
Sure.
And right. So. The fact that they've gotten over 185,000 sealed indictments at this point, collectively there's well over 700,000. Not those are just the indictments, but the sealed ones exceed 185,000. That's just in the United States. Imagine doing that in a 4-year time frame, which is what they've done, and it's going to be much much bigger. So when this first domino falls. I would guess within the next 1 to 3 months. I don't have a date. And I don't know, because I don't know the plan, but you can see the pieces being set up with how they've structured the laws, legal systems, across the United States and around the world. And a lot of their activities are being exposed. It's inevitable. I wish I knew the date. I just don't. Soon, yeah. within the next 3 months, I would say.
Yeah. Soon. I do time travel myself. It's easier, much easier for me to go back in time or present time to different places on this planet and other dimensions and other planets. But when I go in the future, it's always you get like maybe 80% probability of a certain path, which always can be changed with
right.
free will, and I understand that. So, you know, but we've got about 10 minutes left, and I wanted to say that to you because you're so interesting, Viper, and courageous as well for coming on today. I appreciate you so much for disclosing this. What other areas would you like to talk about today for the next 10 minutes, 12 minutes or so?
Oh my gosh, there's such a wide variety of topics. I think as we get prepared,
maybe we can talk about something positive. That end the show on a positive note. That'd be nice.
Well, right. Yeah, that's kind of where I wanted to lean and have us focus on something positive related to the ascension. But having your listeners become much more familiar with not only what QAnon and the information that's being shared with that for this disclosure of the Cabal's crimes, also have your listeners consider looking at the information regarding Majestic and the information that they're releasing, mm-hmm. which is very, very centered around not only the exposure of the Cabal, but steps that you can do to prepare yourself for ascension, to prepare yourself for first contact. Mm-hmm. Right now, first contact is scheduled for next fall. That's where some of these treaties expire, and we're expected to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 civilizations contact us next year. Some of them are not even here yet.
Amazing. That's amazing.
But doing these things takes effort on your individual part, yeah. And that involves meditation. That involves changing your diet, changing your habits, mm-hmm. changing the way that you think, because your thoughts create reality.
Right.
Detoxification of your pineal gland. It gives you information on why that's important. You can learn telepathy, and we all have that capability innately built within us. This cabal has strategically worked on keeping repressed, because they know who and what we are. They know how powerful we are.
Right.
And when we rise up together, we put an end to this charade. Right. And then we can transfer into not only 5D, but you know, this a much better, much more beautiful future. And from what I've heard from these multiple sources of the Alliance, we become an intergalactic species, right. where we're not only traveling with like last year, underneath the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Navy released multiple classified patents. So we've got declassified patents on anti-gravity. We've got declassified patents on zero-point energy. And we're going to have a whole bunch of others. But the first thing that we have to do is, in addition to taking down this cabal, is that we got to work on ourselves. We got to realize that this illusion of duality, of separation, that they have kept us enslaved in for such a long time, that's what we have to overcome. And that comes from looking inside and doing the honest work for each and every one of us, where we can become what we were meant to be.
Right.
And that's been a blanket of lies our entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're capable of doing that. But it's a matter of being honest with each other, having conversations like this, and not being scared to have these conversations with each other, and working on it, doing the actual work. It's not going to be easy, but we're not going to be left behind. That's another thing. If we choose to do these things, if we choose to make the effort to grow spiritually, to grow emotionally at a higher frequency, a higher vibration, just like the downfall of this cabal, nothing can stop it. Like we have this divine right to walk down this path, and I think it's a beautiful thing. I think everybody has that capability within them, and it's just a matter of taking the first step. Okay, well, what do I need to do first? Well, if you don't know how to meditate, there's a wide variety of sources to do that. Start with 5 minutes and grow on it. Mm-hmm. Look inside. Okay, what kind of perceptions do I have of this reality that's the illusion that I'm living in? What beliefs do I have about another culture, about another group? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many lies. And so this requires effort on our part.
Sure, sure. One of the things too, I think, Viper, is that people don't realize it, but if you drink fluoridated water, it shuts down your pineal gland. And when your pineal gland is ossified through fluoridated water, you can't connect with the divine. You can't connect with God. Your intuition's all shut down. The first person to use fluoridated water in the world was last century. Adolf Hitler prescribed fluoridated water for concentration camp inmates, which produced mm-hmm. obedient slave-like workers. And when this country imported 8,000 Nazi scientists and engineers to the United States, many of them SS officers, they urged the United States government to fluoridate our water supplies. So today, 70% of municipal water supplies are fluoridated in the United States. If you are in a fluoridated area, it's very simple. Get yourself a good water filter and filter out all your water so you can you won't get exposed to fluoridation. The second thing you can do is get something called Arctic Skate Liver Oil. That's A-R-C-T-I-C, Skate, S-K-A-T-E, Liver Oil. It costs about $30 on Amazon for a bottle of 120 tablets. Take one per day for 2 weeks and then one every other day after that. And your body will completely be rid of all fluoride, and you'll feel far better. And you'll be able to get your intuition back, because that's the connection to God. There's two different brains people have. They have a logical mind and their heart mind. And if your pineal gland is free of fluoride, then you can communicate with your angels and God through your heart mind, with clarity. We've got about 5 minutes left, Viper, and I wanted to let you know so you can wrap up your wonderful interview today. I appreciate you coming so much.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really enjoying the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. Mm-hmm. In addition to what you were saying with the defluoridization of the water, there's a huge effort, legally speaking, that's currently underway regarding that, so that they can stop the fluoridization of the water. But some of the Majestic disclosures talk about certain steps that we can take individually. Simple things like, raspberries help decalcify the pineal gland. They talk about how HCQ is going to also help with that. So all these little things, educating yourselves on the focus, and it's not just the pineal gland. That's one component of it, but it's learning a proper diet of raw foods, of of water that's not toxified, such as distilled water, drinking that, and learning reverse osmosis of your shower water instead of bathing in it, But all of these things, if everybody starts spreading the information on all of these things, we can all work together to make the world a better place.
Right. Absolutely.
But it all starts within.
That's right. Absolutely. All answers lie within, according to Buddha. And also, as Dr. Emoto showed many years ago before he passed away in October 2014, if you write the words love and gratitude on a glass of water, it raises the vibration, tastes much better, and it'll raise your vibrations as well. Dr. Emoto did an experiment back in the 90s with a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear power plant in Japan, where he wrote the words love and gratitude and put a water crystal of love and gratitude on this bottle of water, radioactive water. Within 48 hours, the radiation was completely gone because the water had gone to a higher level and it was completely clean. Amazing, just amazing. Mm-hmm. can do. So even if you have polluted water, you can clean it by writing the words love and gratitude. And for our own country, what about the radioactive tanks at Hanford? How difficult would it be just to write love and gratitude on the radioactive waste tanks at Hanford? And according to Dr. Moll's research, if they did that to the radioactive tanks at Hanford, forget about the trillions of dollars they've spent to try to clean it up. If you simply wrote the words love and gratitude on those radioactive waste tanks and put on crystals of love and gratitude on those tanks, the water should be clear and completely cleaned up within 48 hours. True story.
No, absolutely.
What you're touching
on here has me thinking of Nikola Tesla, where he talks about the nature of the universe. To understand the nature of reality or the universe itself, it's all about energy, frequency, and vibration.
That's right.
And when we talk about vibration, love is the highest of all vibrations. And when we direct that, we can not only heal ourselves, but we can heal the world. That's the highest honor possible.
Yeah, he's in my book. And you know what? I think the Beatles were right. All you need is love, Viper. All you need is love.
That's true.
Absolutely.
It would be a lot better place it would be such a much more beautiful place if we could all realize that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, all six or seven U.S. presidents are very proud of you for coming on my show today, Viper. And they're so happy you mentioned the children and what we can do to make this world a better place. And if we all work together, I know we can create a much better and happier world. My producer says I've got 55 seconds left, so I want to give you that time. Go ahead and take 20 seconds, and then I'll wrap up the show.
Love your children, and be involved in their lives. As crazy as life is right now, with the insanity of this, I'll just leave it at virus. We get distracted and pulled away with all of the craziness that's around us. Right. And so it's important to realize that our children are so exceptionally wonderful and beautiful, and we have the ability to help guide them and bring them and help them establish a much more beautiful future if we could just work with them and show them some of these things that we're talking about today.
Viper, thank you so much for coming on. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported radio. And if you'd like to donate, please go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net. And I'll be broadcasting from Vienna, Austria on Monday night. So thank you so much again, everyone, for listening. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. And Viper, thanks so much for sharing all your information today. Take care, everyone.
Tani hikari.